Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you. For a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you.
Champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was, of course, Cliff Richard and The Shadows with Summer Holiday. That was the 2003 remaster. I have no idea when that was originally released, so there we go. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, and this is Spiller with Groove Jet.
Holding you closer, it's time that I told you everything's going.
That was Spiller with Groove Jet. That was suggested by Heapy, so thank you very much, Heapy, for getting in on that. So, yes, this is The Playlist, and I am Darren, and this is Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week. So, the theme this week is summer holiday, and the reason for that is that while this is broadcasting, I am on my way to holiday. Well, actually, I'll be on my way to holiday tomorrow. But with all the holiday preparations and the going to the place where I'm going to be flying from, I'm pre-recording this a couple of days beforehand, which is why next week's theme is time travel, and that has already also been recorded. So anyway, yes, this is the playlist, and the theme this week is summer holiday. So I put the shout out last week for summer holiday suggestions, summer holiday song suggestions, and as ever, the good people of the Fediverse have come back with some outstanding suggestions, and well, who am I to stand in the way of playing them? So yeah, like I said, that previous track, Spiller, Groove Jet, the one of the top 10 best number one singles of all time, according to my brother. Little private joke there between me and my brother. He doesn't believe that to be true, of course. This next one is was suggested by me because it's a great track. This is Chromeo with Frequent Flyer.
Have you ever met a frequent flyer? Dressed in all white attire, sipping on a Grace papaya. Wanna take you higher, higher. Jet lag, you must be tired. Watch out, you might misfire. Anything your heart desires. Wanna take you higher, higher. Influential, moving, astral security. Presidential, real utensils, priority.
Higher, higher, higher.
One, two, three, you and me. Can you move at my velocity? Seat upon my fleet.
When you hear the beat, when you feel the need, turn the cabin pressure on. Hurry, cause I'll soon be gone. My instincts never lie, and you're right at my eye. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Put the freak in the frequent fly.
Yep, it's the boy with glasses giving you boarding passes. And if the flight's delayed, you might miss all your morning classes. Trust me girl, you look dashing, even with your seatbelt fastened. Are you into fashion? Cause I noticed our outfits are matching. Influential, moving, past your security.
Gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Just
Listeners to the playlist will know that if you hear a song that is sung in something that isn't English, usually Japanese, Korean, or from that area, that song will likely have been suggested by Selena or Alan, or to a lesser degree, a metonym. That one was, of course, Selena, so thank you very much. That was City Your City and Frasco with Micro Summer. Which it does exactly what it says on the tin. It covers the theme for this week. This week's theme, of course, being summer holidays, because I am away on my summer holidays to Corfu, if you're interested. And if you're not interested, please ignore the previous 10 seconds of radio broadcasting. I am Darren, and this is the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week. Got some cracking tunes, like I already said, and no less cracking than the next one, which is, of course, a cultural icon of a certain era, which I think it's fair to say that every single one of you will adore. You've got Arakin to blame for this one. This is Bomb Ballerina with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Yeah. loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Dead Kennedys, on their holiday in Cambodia, which I believe is these days a much more pleasant holiday experience than it was when the Dead Kennedys recorded that one and put it out on Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. And, well, while the Dead Kennedys are on their holiday in Cambodia, the Sex Pistols are on their holidays in the sun. Sex Pistols there from 1977's Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. That was Holidays in the Sun, which is where I am currently while you're hearing this. Well, actually, I'm not. While you're hearing this, I'm actually just outside Bristol preparing to go away. But that means that this week's theme is, of course, summer holidays. This is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio. And like I said, this week's theme is holidays, summer holidays. And I think it's fair to say we've had some good ones already, and there are many more good ones to come. Like this one, suggested by Beardy Foxy, which, of course, is in Japanese, as is Beardy Foxy's Want. This is completely new to me, as are several of the tracks tonight, actually. This is Puffy with Tokyo, I'm On My Way.
I'm on my way. tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Tell him that
2002's Come On, Come On. That was, of course, Sheryl Crow with Soak Up the Sun, which is what you will be doing if you are on your summer holiday. Unless, of course, you take your summer holiday to somewhere like Alaska, where it might be sunny. I don't know. I've never been to Alaska. Let's say the North Pole or the South Pole. Which one of those is not so sunny during the Northern Hemisphere's summer? I guess it would be the South Pole. Shut up, Darren. This is the playlist. I am, of course, Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much once again for joining me. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be back and it will be business as usual. But for this week and next week, you are listening to a pre-record. Please don't bother sending me messages because let's be honest, I will receive them because I'm terminally online. So yeah, feel free to shout at me on Mastodon and I will hear it. This is Don Henley.
is the charge. Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Was the Beach Boys era without Brian Wilson, and thus is to be decried and forgotten about. But it's a great summer holiday track, not suggested by the Bread Monkey, but I feel that if he'd seen my post asking for suggestions, he would have suggested that, because it's a great track. Ahead of that, Don Henley, The Boys of Summer. Now, I have a bit of a thing about that track at the moment. Long-time listeners to this show will perhaps remember that a couple of months back I played the Ataris cover of that, and I discovered this week that Don Henley does not like that cover. Not because it's kind of punky or anything, but because the line, out on the road today I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac, they changed it to I saw a black flag sticker on a Cadillac. And yeah, because who's listening to the Ataris at that point in time and knows who the Grateful Dead are? So they changed it to a band that their listeners might actually know. And yeah, apparently Don Henley didn't like that very much at all and got quite snippy about it. So boo to you, Don Henley. But you know, it's a great track still, so what are you going to do? And also a little point of note, you know the idents I use, What is the Charge and all that? Obviously, you know that it is from the meme Democracy Manifest. Well, you know, that guy died a couple of days ago, so pour one out to Jack Carlson. May he be supping on a succulent Chinese meal in the afterlife forevermore. Suggested by Rollo Treadway, this is Norma Jenkins. Comfortably the oldest song in this week's playlist, that was Norma Jenkins with the Airplane Song, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. Thank you very much, Rollo, for your kind work in helping this show be every bit as incredible and world-beating as it has every potential to be. This is, of course, the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. It was incredibly remiss of me to forget to point out that Boys of Summer was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, and it was suggested by, I think it was Swisslet, that that could well be the best song ever written by a drummer, and I don't think he's wrong, although Phil Collins has written some bangers, but I don't think they quite reach the cold glory of Boys of Summer. But feel free to weigh in on the chat, do some shouting on the Fediverse, on Mastodon, or wherever it is you post, but not on Twitter. We don't use Twitter anymore, because it's full of racists. This is a band who are very much not racist, I'm sure. This is the Go-Go's. Baby. Someone I used to know was absolutely flat convinced that Belinda Carlisle was in the Bangles, and it didn't matter how many times I told her that she was actually in the Go-Go's. She was like, nope, you're absolutely wrong, and it drove me absolutely mad. And I know for a fact that she only said it to annoy me. But yeah, anyway, that was the Go-Go's with Vacation. Again, neatly fitting into the theme of summer holidays. That is this week's theme on the playlist. That one was suggested by me because it's a great track. I will admit, actually, the suggestions were a little thin on the ground for these two because the whole setup was a bit odd with me putting the call out like 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time. And I did get a good number of suggestions, which is why the show tonight is so good. But I had to do a bit of research for this one and for next week's as well, actually, for the time travel show. It seems that there aren't actually that many songs about time travel. But fear not, next week's show is also a corker. Right, this one is It's Immaterial, Driving Away From Home.
Hey, now just get in and close the door and put your foot down. You know, I like this suburb we're going through. Been around here many times before. When I was young, we were gonna move out this way for the clean air, healthy, you know, away from the factories and the smoke. I like that shop too. You can get anything there. So just get in and we'll go for a ride. King of the road, knight of the road, it's all the same to me. I'm
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and...
for not suggesting that one this week, but I am disappointed in you, Alan. I think you should try harder, and I just need you to go away and think about what you didn't do. That was the Madcaps Your Markets with All the Time in Sunny Beach, taken from 2002's Osc Dis, Oscillation in Distortion, I think it is. Absolutely incredible record if what you're after is Japanese techno-punk metal, which at that point in my life I very much was. And I had that on... I had the weird version of that. I had a CD and a DVD in a time before DVDs were really a thing. And, I mean, they were coming in at that point. But it meant that I had this extra little disc that came with the album that I couldn't actually play until, like, a year later, where it turned out it had a load of videos on it, including the video to that one. So there you go. Keeping it mellow and mild. Just a point of note, ahead of the top of the hour was It's Immaterial, Driving Away From Home, and that was suggested by Revian. Thank you very much, Revian, for that, because it's a great song. Keeping it mild and mellow. This is Deftones.
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Suggested by the playlist producer here on the playlist. That was Muse, Sunburn, and that was suggested by Haley. Thank you very much for suggesting that one, Haley. But I have already thanked you in person. Interesting point of note. I almost forgot to include that track because they text me the suggestions via text message because, you know, I live with them, and because it wasn't in my usual channels, I kind of forgot until I was putting this list together. So that was Muse with Sunburn, and ahead of that was Deftones with My Own Summer, brackets, Shove It, and that one was suggested by Sir Garbage Truck himself. Thank you very much, sir, and may you forever hold your title. And so this is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. The theme this week being school holiday, not school holidays, Summer Holidays. This next one is Alice Cooper with School's Out. Takes me right back to, I want to say it was like 94, 95, when I had a paper round, and I had the greatest rock album in the world ever on tape, and I swear I listened to that album, that collection, for maybe 6 or 7 weeks straight. That was all I listened to on a loop while I was doing my paper round, and that song featured on it, and I don't know why that particular track imprinted on me the way it did, but there you go. That was Alice Cooper with School's Out. Alice Cooper, of course, being the band and not the singer. Little factoid there for you here on the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me this week. The theme, of course, is summer holidays, and so all of the songs are related to summer holidays in some way or another, however tenuous that may be. And in fact, as is tradition here on the playlist, the more tenuous the better. We love it. This next track was suggested by, if I look at my list, White Wolf, and I don't know what sur la plage means, so I'm going to assume it's French for I'm away on my summer holidays. This is Uberman.
In the summer when the living is easy, we're drinking tallies and we're beer and breezy. Halifax got right in a Curious Rover, smoked a split and had a sandwich in Dover. I'm on my way. See the fly.
stout and younger than the central reservation of Otorugu. 1,000 miles from chips and beans, fat book bigots and the brutalized birds. Sun shimmering on open road, there's no future, no past. Just thick summer air and get suspended around me. So I close my eyes to the heat and the light, breathe in the sun and take a step forward.
Hey, petit con, étudiant de merde, casse-toi de ce putain de route!
So La Plage here on the playlist. I am Darren. This is the playlist. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week. That was suggested by White Wolf. And you know, I've got to say that one of the things, this isn't entirely an unselfish act, me doing this show. It is, in fact, an entirely selfish act. But primarily, what I love about it is, and I think I've said this before, I probably say this every week actually, I have no object permanence, so I don't remember anything. But one of the things I really love about this show is that it introduces me to new tracks, new artists that are completely up my strata, but I just have never encountered them before. And that Uberman track is a really good example of that. That is precisely the kind of thing I was jamming out to when I was mid-20s, late-20s, and it's a really great song. And I don't know why I've never heard that before. So yeah, thanks, Gary. Thanks for suggesting that one. This next track was another one that's suggested by me because they're a great band and I want to hear more of them on the radio that isn't that one song that everybody knows by them. So this isn't that one song that everybody knows by the Wanna Dies. This is another one.
Say what's the matter with you? Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Thing that was Young Galaxy with New Summer, another group that are completely new to me. I had no idea, I'd never heard of them before, but Bez Lightyear suggested them. Bez underscore Lightyear, a good follow by the way, not least because he does have a great name and avatar combination. So yeah, thanks very much for suggesting that. Young Galaxy, New Summer. I have nothing else to say on that one. The theme is, of course, summer holidays, because I am, of course, not here. Well, I kind of am. At the point you're hearing this, I am probably driving to Bristol, actually. I'm not in Bristol. I'm driving towards it, because invariably we will have left the house later than we should have done. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I may well be listening to this in the car while driving. That's weird, right? listening to your own shit in the car. I think I can admit to this. I don't think it's narcissism, but I do actually listen to every show every week. The day after I've put it up on the various, so after I've uploaded it to the listen again places, I do actually listen back to it, partly because I want to hear what I've done, and whether I've cocked it up significantly, but also because I really like the music that you guys helped me choose. So yeah, I don't know what that says about me. Hopefully not too much. Anyway, this is the mighty, mighty Devin Townsend.
Stuck in the road again, but there's no place that he'd rather be in. But he's lonely, he's lonely. Talking about the kids and wondering if he's gonna leave. And it's only Tuesday. Let's go on vacation today. My room here on Castaway Cay. And the winner takes it.
Taken from 2002's really quite majestic Lightworks album, that was the mighty, incredible, incomparable Devin Townsend with Vacation. That's actually a really great album as well, worth checking out if you like that kind of thing. And quite the departure, well, I say quite the departure, I got into Devin Townsend because of the metal band that he was in, or he was, basically, Strapping Young Lad. Incredible band. If what you want is just wall of noise, power metal, Strapping Young Lad were very much the band for you, with the incomparable Gene Hoglan on drums, just a powerhouse drummer. But yeah, after he I don't know as to whether he ever disbanded Strapping Young Lad. He just kind of stopped making those records, and instead went into doing a lot more atmospheric stuff and a lot more sort of chilled out stuff. And Lightworks is a really good example of that. It's a really lovely album. But yeah, he kind of seems to shift genre with every record. It's very odd. I suppose it's hard to keep up sometimes. But I've heard several interviews with him. He's sounds like a really lovely guy. So that was less waxing lyrical about Devin Townsend and more cracking on with the show. This show, of course, being The Playlist. And I'm Darren. Thank you very much for listening. It's always a pleasure having you along, and it's important having you along, not least because my ego requires it, but also because it's because of you fine people out there in listener land suggesting songs that that makes this show what it is. It gives it a vibrancy, you know. I don't know, maybe I'm being poncy, but I do tend to get a little bit emotional and overwhelmed after I've finished a show, and I put up all the posts about who's involved, who's been involved, and I do genuinely get a little bit emotional at how much people have embraced this and taken it to heart. So I do love you all, absolutely, without question and without fault. Anyway, I've yapped on for far too long now, and I'm going to play some more tracks. This one was suggested by Nikki Lear, so thank you very much, Nikki, for suggesting this one. This is the incomparable and splendid Counting Crows with Holiday in Spain.
No place to go, but there's a girl waiting for me down in Mexico. She got a bottle of tequila, a bottle of gin, and if I bring a little music, I could fit right in. We got airplane rides, we got California drowning out the window side. We got big black cars, and we got stories how we slept with all the movie stars I made. A holiday in Spain, leave my wings behind me, drink my worries down the drain, and fly away to somewhere new. Hop on my choo-choo, I'll be your engine driver in a bunny suit. Dress me up in pink and white, we may be just a little fuzzy about it later tonight. But she's my angel, she's a little better than the one that used to be with me. Cause she liked to scream at me, man, it's a miracle that she's not living up in a tree. I may take a holiday in Spain, leave my wings behind me, drive this little girl insane and fly away to someone new. Everybody's gone, they left the television screaming that the radio's on. Someone stole my shoes, but there's a couple of bananas and a bottle of booze. Oh, well, Happy New Year's, baby. We could probably fix it if we clean it up all day. Or we could simply pack our bags and catch a plane to Barcelona, cause this city's a drag. I may take a holiday in Spain, my wings behind me, flush my worries down the drain, and fly away to somewhere new. Take a holiday in Spain, leave my wings behind me, drive this little girl insane, and fly away. Wait.
probably not cool, but I do enjoy the Counting Crows. They're a perfectly fine band. I do very much enjoy them. That was taken from 2002's Hard Candy. That was the era of Big Yellow Taxi, which was one of their bigger singles, I think, which is kind of a shame because they're a genuinely great band. August and Everything After is a legitimately brilliant album, and I love it very much. So thank you very much, Nikki Lear, for suggesting that one. Thanks, Nikki. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, where the theme this week is summer holidays. I mostly say that for the benefit of those people who inexplicably tune into a show halfway through it, rather than from the beginning, but you never can tell. You don't know who's listening out there, do you? Reprobates and deviants all. Welcome to the club. So this week's theme is summer holidays, and I think it's fair to say that not all songs are about summer holidays. Like, some of the songs here are a vibe of summer holidays, and this next one is very much that. It was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. And I'm just double-checking that one now. No, it wasn't suggested by Sharon Gas. Who suggested this one? No, I think it was. Yeah, no, it was suggested by Sharon. I just haven't made a note of it because I am very good at my job. I'm pretty sure it was. If it wasn't you, Sharon, then please take the credit anyway, nonetheless, because this is a great track. But whoever it was said that the new Lemon Twigs album is like entirely summer holiday all the way through. None of the songs, as far as I can tell, are about summer holidays, but they are all pure summer holiday vibe. So it was suggested that I could pick any track from the album, and so I chose this one because it's really lovely, and it's called A Dream Is All I Know.
You hold your hand now and watch.
like pure summer holiday vibe. That's really lovely. In fact, I will be putting that one on the iPod and listening to that one on the beach in the coming week in Corfu. So that'll be nice. If anybody wants a postcard, feel free to send me their address and I will not send them a postcard because that's just weird. I don't know. This is the playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much once again for joining me for 2 hours of frippery and nonsense. I've got three tracks left to play and 15 minutes in which to play them. And so I should probably crack on and play these tracks. This next one was suggested by White Wolf and it is, well, it's pretty holiday. Fiddler's Dram, Day Trip to Bangor.
Didn't we have a lovely time the day we went to Bangor? A beautiful day, we had lunch on the way,
and all for under a pound, you know.
But on the way back, I cuddled with Jack and we opened a bottle of cider, singing a few of our favourite songs as the wheels went around.
Beautiful day, we had lunch on the way, and all for under a pound, you know. But on the way back, I cuddled with Jack, and we opened a bottle of cider, singing a few of our favourite songs as the wheels went around. Beautiful day, we had lunch on the way, and all for under a pound, you know. But on the way back, I cuddled with Jack, and we opened a bottle of cider, singing a few of our favourite songs as the wheels went around.
Elsie and me, we finished our tea and said goodbye to the sea.
I can only assume that Fiddler's Dram were singing from the perspective of starting their journey in Llandudno, because that's the only way I can understand being able to get to Bangor on a day trip to Bangor for just £1. But please feel free to let me know that I'm wrong. Unless it's Bangor, Maine in America, in which case, how the hell are you getting a trip across the Atlantic for just £1? I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily accurate, that song. That was Fiddler's Dram, Day Trip to Bangor. The Bangor in question is uncertain. Not sure which one it is. This is the playlist. I am Darren. This is Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. And this week's theme has been, and will be for the next two songs, actually, summer holidays. And well, it's fair to say that the good tracks were chosen, and people really dug deep for the good ones. Next week's theme is time travel. For reason, I was being clever, quite frankly, when I thought I was being clever when I suggested next week's theme, and it turns out that it was actually quite difficult. However, there are still some incredible tracks coming up next week, so please feel free to come back next week 8 till 10 when I will actually be in Corfu, and I'll be a couple of hours ahead. So I'll be potentially in my cups on Mythos, actually. A couple more tracks for you tonight. This one is really lovely, actually, and I'm surprised I've not played any of her music prior to now. It's just a really lovely track. I don't think it's about going on holiday particularly, but the title indicates not being at home, and that is enough for me. This is Emily Barker with Anywhere Away. I broke waves against the shore. I wasn't lying, was I? That really was a lovely little thing. That was Emily Barker with Anywhere Away here on the playlist. Well, that'll just about do it for me tonight. The mighty, mighty Brother Soul will be back in your ear holes in just 1 hour from now, 11 o'clock. Not entirely sure whether he'll be crate digging or what, but he likes to keep it fresh, does the good brother. And yeah, so feel free to come back at 11 o'clock and, well, keep listening to Lover Brother Radio, actually. Yeah, Brother Soul will be here at 11. So, well, thank you very much for joining me again this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. I will, of course, be back next week, UK time, 8 till 10. And yeah, that will, of course, as I've previously said, be another pre-record. Hopefully it's been an enjoyable listen, despite the lack of interaction on the chat room. I do enjoy the chat room, so I do miss recording this without that. It kind of feels a bit sterile. I do very much prefer doing it live. But anyway, boo-hoo me, let's play the tiniest violin in the world. And I will now stop yapping and play my last song, and I will see you on the flip side. This is the beautiful, beautiful Come Away With Me by Norah Jones.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I wanna walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.